Coming up on this show.
Did you hear this called you fat yesterday?
I did not eat.
Right. I did.
But we can't put that in my mouth.
What? May I have who I'm talking?
Marvin's a gunner.
Oh, yeah, I was 12 too. I was drinking vodka with orange soda.
Oh my god. No, that's too much.
No wonder you got issues. PK's
podcast show. You offered me an entire pizza when you got home after the baseball game.
So I don't know why Denise would be sick. Don't get it. Weird.
Yeah, PK here, right across from me. Nobody.
Nope. Still not feeling well, man.
No show.
Did you see her at all today?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. Didn't she walk downstairs?
Nah, I don't think I was there.
I'm pretty sure she walked downstairs.
Oh, you're right.
And sat on the floor.
Yeah, I did.
We're talking about Denise, by the way, who, it's not food poisoning. We'll tell you what it is in just a few. She is feeling better, though. To my right, Deron. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Your final thought is about what?
How to remove a vocal? How to make a karaoke song out of an MP3 player?
How to stop saying.
Yep.
We're gonna get your first comments. We're gonna play match two. You wanna play any of our games? Head online, pkndk.com/games. But right now, your first comments, cause the people must be heard.
Hey guys, it's Jax. Haven't finished listening to today's podcast, but...
What the hell, Jax?
What's taking so long, Jax?
Speed it up, buddy.
It's portable. You can take it with you.
PK and Ryan, y'all are recommending things and getting irritated at stuff. Look, I completely understand. My husband does the same thing, not with me, but with his friends and family, because he and I watch everything together anyway. But every time he recommends something, it takes forever. But eventually when someone watches it, they're like, oh, hey, that was really good. But anyway, I will say you guys have very different opinions on 80-75% of what you like.
Yeah. I like good stuff and he likes garbage TV.
I like gold stuff.
Gold stuff?
Yes. Oscar-winning, award-winning Emmy
I think the last thing you recommended was Spiderhead.
No, I said do not watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Ryan on a lot of the picks because he and I both like weird stuff, like creepy stuff, horror stuff, and PK just absolutely hates all of that. But anyway, the Keep Sweet thing, Ryan, dude, there are so many other documentaries about this cult that is like still going on. Like I have probably watched 4 or 5 of these documentaries. Some are even free on YouTube. But the FLDS, bro, that stuff is, like you said, jacked up. Other thing I will say is it's not Ex Machina, it's Ex Machina. And yes, it is a very good show.
Oh, no.
I also say movie. I also submitted on y'all's Instagram the Deryan Dictionary of what I have, little snippet of it so far. So hope you enjoy that. Denise, I hope you feel better and talk to you later. Bye.
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 It occurred to me, we're going to get right back to your first comments, but yesterday when we started the show, we were like, Denise is dead, and then we spelled it out.
Yeah.
But we never, because a lot of people weren't with us, you know, when we were doing the Playhouse show.
Right, yeah, that's where it came from.
So, a lot of people probably don't know the reference, and it was a random phone call that came in. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
I'm trying to reach the room of Marvin.
Oh, you haven't heard.
What?
Marvin is... dead.
May I ask who I'm speaking to?
D-E-A-D. Dead.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
Marvin's a gunner.
Oh, man.
So what would happen back then is we had our own studio and the request lines would ring in our studio, also in the main studio down the hall, and we would just get trashed and mess with people.
Yeah, I was going to say, please tell me you have more, because I remember you did something with somebody calling and requesting a song. Remember too, you said, like, Google that
The Google is the one that I was looking for, but I don't see it right now, so I'm going to have to... I'll see if I can find the Google one. Somebody called and were like, hey, I need directions to the radio station. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, we got you. Do you have a computer? And they were thrown off, right? What? Do you have a computer, you know, with a monitor and a little keyboard? And they were like, yeah, I have a computer. I'm like, well, then Google that.
Okay, dude, so I have to stop you for a second. Well, I guess I'm not really stopping you. So cut out all that portion, but play this following part. I have to stop you for a second. Stop you for a second. Stop you for a second. Don't stop to be part of the way you can. Stop. Stop. And stay is where you got me. Stop. Right now, thank you very much. Stop. 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 Drop. Okay, dude. So cut out all that portion, but play this following part. Stop. 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 So you went to the baseball game, but you didn't watch any baseball. But you also didn't eat anything, and you also didn't drink anything. So you went to the baseball game, and you just walked around a little bit. Yeah, okay, sure, man. I bet that's what you did. Oh, also, your Instagram would suggest that you guys went to a bar afterwards, but I guess you didn't really drink or do anything after. Oh, you also made an entire pizza when you got...
Whoops! I don't know what happened. Our system crashed. Oh, it's back online. Oh, we just lost that one, huh?
Oh,
all right, well, let's get to the next one, I guess. But always appreciate your instant voice notes, Elia. You know, I love you, buddy.
All right, so is that what y'all are calling it? Food poisoning?
What is it with every single one of them today?
Yeah.
All of you are on me today.
I got to hear what they say.
Denise has food poisoning. Is she late, too? Is she having late night cravings? What kind of doctor is she seeing, huh? All right, get better. Denise, maybe you'll get better in 9 months.
Oh,
bye.
Wow. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Duane. It's me, Franco. Just want to let you know, don't worry. You're not the first person to mess up on my wife's name. Usually no one could get it right the first time. Her name is Yahaira. That's how you say it in English. But in Spanish, it's Yahaira. And second, I want to know if anyone has stepped up to the plate and repping Fresno /559. And if they haven't, I must step up to the plate and be the representative. Just let me know. You guys have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I support Franco that he should rep 559.
Whoa, bro. Five, you all right? What's going on over there?
Is it 599 or 559?
559. You're definitely not repping the 559.
No, uh-uh.
You ain't repping. What's the area code here?
Area code?
What's the area code in Atlanta?
404.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
Portland.
Portland, 503.
Hey, guys. So I was just getting caught up on the live show replay, listening to the birthday shout outs. I can't believe y'all didn't catch the second joke name that was in there.
My God.
If you want to pause it now and see if Darian can go back and look through, find out which one was the other joke name, and I'll go ahead and tell you now.
All right, let me pause this. I actually had to go back to the live show, and yeah, you effed it up so bad that we didn't even put two and two together that it wasn't like a real name.
Right.
But there were two people that got names by us.
Oh, dang. Oliver Kolovosov, turning 34.
Kolovosov,
turning 34, says, don't screw it up, Darian.
Yes.
Too late.
Oh, my God. We dropped like 20 people because of this.
I tried.
It was Oliver Kolovosov. Just say that fast and you'll get it. Bye.
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 Two people. The quality control of the show sucks.
Dude, it's getting worse.
Oh, it really is.
You cannot infiltrate the FLDS.
Jax is back.
Like, you absolutely cannot. To keep sweet, folks. If there are any outsiders that come in, I'm talking drives in the vicinity of their area, like their city, their area, whatever, they have, I forget what they call them, like the God Squad or something, or maybe that's Scientology. Either way, they, FLDS will have their folks. You will immediately be followed. Like, there will be trucks and like people behind you. They are super secretive and they hate outsiders. That's really hard to infiltrate. The other one is for Scientology. My husband refuses to let me go into a Scientology building, even though I really, really want to, which, by the way, there's a really good documentary. I think it's on Amazon Prime about Scientology, besides the Leah Remini one that's on Netflix. But Scientology, they get you, dude. Like, they get you. That's why my husband won't let me even walk in the door of one of those places, both when we were in LA and New York. I recommend not doing that with Scientology. If I find about any really good cults, I'll let you know. But those two, I would recommend not doing it. All right, bye.
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 Yeah, I was second guessing because yesterday I was like, we got to send you to Scientology just to, you know, scope it out or whatever. But
yeah.
I'm like, the most gullible person on the planet's you. I'm actually surprised that you're not in here trying to sell me some kind of pyramid scheme thing.
Dude, no.
Saying you're going to get rich.
I don't think I could ever sucked into Scientology.
Are you
or
out of your
anything.
Mind?
I could penetrate it. I bet you I could.
No chance.
I bet you I could go. I know they have like secret handshake behind a curtain.
I don't even want to joke with you because because you will go and you will 100% be sucked in.
No, impossible.
You're gonna leave your family.
There's no way, dude. My mind's too open, too strong.
You
to
and
be
Tom,
too closed.
BFFs.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't f*** on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult.
I can't believe you're pulling this on me after Monday night.
What?
I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and you wanted to watch that other show, and we watched your show. I did that for you.
Yeah, well, you kept flipping back to the game.
I wanted to see the f***ing score! What do you gotta do that's so f***ing important? You can't join the religious cult with me!
Now, the other one, the one that you were watching, what is it, MLFs?
FLDS or something
FL
like that?
FL something, yeah. Yeah. Those, they sounded like we can't even just drive through the town. Like, I'm game for that challenge. You can't tell me I can't drive through the town.
Dude,
what are you going to do, follow us to what? Okay, I'll just keep going around in circles.
Yeah, I'm down with that, too. I want to just go up there and maybe even knock on the door. Pizza's here.
Well,
I don't know.
It sounds like you can't even go through the town or something.
Yeah, the video I watched, they're very strict, and they got spies supposedly like everywhere through the town. Yep, and they got cameras too. The documentary I watched, they got cameras everywhere. They know who's leaving, who's coming
through a town, or what are we talking about?
It was a town.
How big of a town is this in Utah?
This one, I think it was in Utah. I'm not too sure if it was Utah or Texas, but one of the towns, they took over.
Where's the FBI and stuff? Where's the government when it comes to stuff like this? Don't they know, you know, if there's legitimate concerns enough to do a documentary, if the documentary isn't full of shouldn't like those towns be raided? Like, this is in the U.S., right?
Yeah. Well, in the documentary, they did raid the compound.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. But currently, like
we need to do a live show. We just get like in a car and we just drive through there and just be live. And that probably is going to be the last you'll ever hear from us.
Dude.
That'd be some
that would.
If anybody has any kind of info that that we're not seeing in these documentary about any of these things, maybe you did. You were on a road trip and you drove through these towns and you were just like, what the hell is going on? Drop us your instant voice note. We'd love to hear from you. You can slide into our DMs as well. If you want to stay anonymous, you can. You know I'll keep you anonymous. For the DMs, just go to @PKandDK on Instagram. To leave us an instant voice note, just go to PKandDK.com on a mobile phone. You'll see where it says instant voice note. Hit that button. Your comments come right to us. That's not even the question of the day. The question of the day is, kind of goes off of that. Yesterday, we had the conversation about how we just don't know our neighbors.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you really know your neighbor? So I wanted to ask, and I think we've asked this in the past, but I'm going to ask it again. What's the craziest neighbor story that you have? Maybe you're going through it right now. Maybe it was like 5, 10 years ago. Like the craziest person you've ever lived next door to. What happened? Was there like an FBI raid? Was there, you know, somebody you ended up seeing on the news? And I'm not talking about just the I have beef with my neighbors. I'm talking about, is anybody out there actually lived next to like a serial killer, murderer, some crazy
gosh, yeah, some creep or...
Yeah.
Somebody's locked up in the basement kind of thing?
Yeah, like, you don't know. We got, a lot of people listening to the show now, and who knows when somebody will find us and start listening and then come across this show. There's no expiration on these questions, so get yours in again. Drop us your instant voice notes online at pkanddk.com. If you feel better just sending an email, you can, and that is hello@pkanddk.com. Here we go. We got to play match two. Yesterday we had the $500 winner.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can run it back and have another winner right now. This is for our Bluetooth speakers. You want to play any of our games? Online, pkanddk.com. Click on the games tab. Put your hands together, Fernando.
Hey, Fernando.
What's up, guys?
What's going on with you?
Just eating dinner here with my fiance. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
What's for dinner?
We're eating some Kahlua pig and some mac salad.
Got some Hawaiian going, popping off.
Jeez.
Oh. Mm.
We were talking about this
in the
WhatsApp chat the other day.
What's that? You're talking about
Hawaiian food. How is it?
Full circle, man. It's delicious.
I bet it was a lot better before we called him, started bugging him.
Yeah.
You know, now the pork's getting cold.
Yeah.
The macaroni salad's getting warm.
Salad. Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You want me to call you back after dinner?
No, we're good. How's Denise doing?
You didn't hear? Dead. No, I'm just kidding around. She's fine. She's recovering
now.
She's doing better, but not good enough to be able to do the show. So we're gonna, you know, it's your boys. The boys are back in town. Hold it down for one more day, you know. So hopefully tomorrow she'll, you know, she's able to keep stuff down. So that's good.
Oh, okay. So that's
okay, good.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
What's your girl's name, man?
Kelly.
Kelly. Can she, wait.
What up?
What's up?
Oh, there she is. I didn't know if you had us on speakerphone. What's up, Kelly? How you doing?
Good. Enjoying my pork.
So lucky.
All right, so wait, how are we going to do this? Who's playing match two? Is it going to be a collected effort? Is it the both of you? What's going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to do a collective effort.
All right, let me get the Durant out of here. Be gone, sir.
I'm going to put on my, what do you call? My AirPods. I got my AirPods.
Oh, so you don't hear what's happening.
So I'm fancy. Well, I can hear now. I got to play a song.
Okay, what song are you going to play?
Kendrick Lamar's new album.
Okay, of course. It's the only thing he's been banging.
Okay.
Beyonce's got a new album out.
Huh?
Never mind. Let me know when you're ready, man.
All right.
This guy. All right, y'all. Two words, word association. Give me something comes to your mind when I say gate. One word for gate.
Back gates or forward gates. What do you think?
Castle gates.
Castle gates. Security?
Front gate.
Let's lock in front gate.
You say fun?
Front gate.
Front. All right. All right, I got you locked in for front. Your second word is, give me something comes to your mind when I say, let's go with Hawaii.
Hawaii food. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, kalua pay. That's two words. Hawaii state, Hawaii beaches. Hawaii. What do you think?
Hawaii food.
Yeah, let's do Hawaii food. Hawaiian food, but without the iron.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You want me to lock that in?
Yeah, let's lock it in.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Let me grab him. Hang on one sec. You big dummy, come on up. They're ready. There we go. He's on his way up. That's how we do things here. That's our intercom system.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys, when you listen, do you win?
Once in a while. She matches up a lot with Denise.
Rubber duck.
I'll have to get you on to play with Denise when she's feeling up to it.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully she feels better soon.
Durant, you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Two words, my dude.
Bring it.
Let's bring home another W.
Let's go.
Let's kick it off with gate.
Come on, Durant.
Gate. Gateway.
The gate. Hell!
wooden gate. Gate lock. Gate.
We'll come back to gate.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, Honolulu. It's the capital. Hawaii, island. Hawaii, awesome, fun. Hawaiian food? You guys are eating Hawaiian food currently right now, which makes more sense to me. Lock me in for food, baby!
Oh,
yeah!
You done did it!
Yeah!
Woo! I didn't think you were gonna do it!
I talked my way into
it.
Wow!
Wow!
Dude, that was awesome. That was just like bing, 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 ding, ding.
I'm so impressed right now. I really honestly didn't think you were gonna pull that through.
Dude, that was like a good time to work.
Good job, buddy, for the win!
You got this, Ryan. You got this.
Okay.
Gate.
Gate. Okay. Wooden gate. Chain gate. Gate, door, truck, gate, tailgate, gate, front gate, gate, close gate, open gate, I'm just gonna go lock me in, four, front gate, front.
For the win!
Shut up!
Oh my God, what? Oh my God! Dude, we smoked a joint right before getting on the phone call to make sure we're like on the same wavelength.
Yep.
Well, now everybody knows the secret.
Dude!
Oh man, look at you go, kid!
Wow!
I went front, like I didn't even want to lock that in, but it made the most sense to me.
No, here's Denise! Wow. Oh
God, Denise!
Why did
don't
you jump?
She freaking sneaks
Denise
up behind
me.
Wanted
into
to
the
scream
room
so hard when he said open. We're like, we're front.
Denise,
he got another win.
I thought I heard that from next door.
Oh, sorry, we're in here yelling and screaming. Oh, and you were sick and
I'm just curious.
Baby on board and stuff.
Did I hear this correctly? The word was Hawaii,
yeah.
And you said food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of Hawaiian food, but you said Hawaii food.
They locked in food too, though, because we were talking about their.
You guys are meant to be.
No, yeah, because they're eating it too. They're eating Kalua pig and mac salad. So
I would have gone with pork.
Wow.
I was going to go with pork, but then, you know, they said food. I can't believe you actually said food at the very last minute. Oh, and then, dude.
I know. We were so surprised.
Oh, my God. Oh,
congratulations.
Dude. Oh, congrats, y'all. Congrats.
Thank you. We're so excited. Oh, we'll take the speaker everywhere.
All right.
Oh, that's sick.
Wait, are you guys coming to our things of, what is it, June 1st? July 1st?
July?
I got a time machine. We're going back to the future. You guys coming down for that, or are you busy?
Yeah, we're going to be down there in July 1st for sure.
Well, screw it. I'll bring the speaker then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Maybe we can go rave on that night.
Go rave.
Oh, yeah, with the speaker. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hit the streets.
That's awesome. Congrats, y'all. Congrats. Good job.
Woo. Wait, who put...
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Darian. You pulled through.
Oh, thank you. Did you... who picked the words? Did you both...
It was a collab effort. It really was. Oh. You know, I think it was the weed that they...
I think Kelly picked both of them.
Oh, okay.
Mostly.
Okay.
Wait, did she? I'll have to go back and listen. Yeah, because you guys talk things out, and I know she picked at least one. Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be a great round to listen back to. I'm really excited for this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we're excited to listen back to it in the morning.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much, the both of you, for listening. And I think it's awesome when multiple people in the same house listen. And that just, you know, that makes me so happy. So I can't wait. July 1st. And I guess we'll see you then. And I'll make sure to bring one of our speakers. Is this the last speaker, Denise?
Oh, my God. It is, yeah.
Oh, you guys won the last speaker.
Yeah, ooh. Which is great.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got the last speaker.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yay.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We're
That's
so happy.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you all so much for listening. And fun fact about the speaker, when we work out at our producer's house, Elia, that's what we listen to. We listen to our
Portable speaker.
Yeah, because he had one that broke. And so we've been putting it through like the
ringer, right?
And it's been working great. So congrats, y'all. And we'll see you in just a couple of weeks. And I'll have a speaker for you.
It's like 10 days away.
10 days.
I think less, no?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you know better.
Hell yeah. We'll bring a bottle just for Darian.
All right.
Oh,
that's what happens.
All right, y'all. Get back to your dinner, and we'll see you guys in like 10 days.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. You as well.
Bye.
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 Look at that.
Dude.
I'm really hearing it from the other room. I'm like, Hawaii food? I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Is that what I said? I don't even know what
No,
I
but
said.
The fact that you guys all agreed on that term, that's why I, you know, obviously I didn't hear the conversation before, which makes sense a little bit, but I was like, Hawaii food? No, that's not proper.
They were eating Kalua pork.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And Hawaiian
and
food.
Mac
and
salad.
Oh,
love
my
Mac goodness.
Salad.
Is this conversation about food making you sick, though?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to eating my rice and my butternut squash soup.
You didn't hear all the instant voice notes, but a lot of people think it's a baby. Baby on board?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
You gotta have sex
here's
to have
the
a baby.
Thing. Yeah.
Gotta have sex.
So I went to the doctor earlier today, and
why you
she was going over, you know, everything. So it was like an annual exam, and she's like, so what was the question? How many sexual partners have you had? And I said, about a handful of times this year. And she's like, oh, no, I mean partners. And I was like, oh, just one. Just
basically,
one.
She thought she had like 12, you know, and this is the same doctor that I go to see. So she knows me. So she thought that Denise has like 12 other dudes on the side.
Yeah. She's been going through the ringer.
Yeah.
But in fact, yes, PK, you would be correct. You have to have, you know, the sex talk that Darian has with his kid. Maybe he needs to have that with you as well.
The caterpillar.
I'm ready to go right now. We'll
seashell.
End the show. I'll go right now. I'm ready.
But no, I had one of my good friends. She asked me that too. She's like, what do you think? And I was like, no.
What did she say you had?
Gastritis.
What is that?
Is what she thinks. Something with the GI. I just picked up something from somewhere or ate something. But we've all ate the same thing. Like we went over every single thing. And it was weird because I didn't get sick till like 9 o'clock Monday. And then it just hit me really, really bad. Ooh. And then I just like I've had abdominal
you were
pain,
out.
Awful.
I mean, out.
Fever, sweats, everything that nobody wants to go into detail, but you can imagine.
I didn't know whether to like go and help her and hold up her hair as she's vomiting and you know, a little bit of dookie coming out.
Oh
all
my God, we
time,
don't need
know?
To go into detail. That's disgusting.
Because I want to be your Romeo and I didn't know if I should be or just leave you be because you might like the privacy.
Yes, the privacy is key. Yes,
I would have been in there.
Yeah, and
I do have
to apologize to Darian because the mystery
what
box is currently missing the vomit bowl.
Oh.
It is next to the bed.
Okay, you're using it. I gotcha.
Well, this isn't the first time, you guys. You guys shared the vomit bowl. You guys shared the vomit bowl on the live show.
I know.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was bad. It's maybe bowl now. It was a delayed reaction with all of those chips you guys made me eat. Because I'm super sensitive.
Oh, yeah, those fish chips.
Nah, because I didn't get sick.
But
neither did
I
him.
Am very I sensitive. I'm lactose and like all sorts of things.
I was in here and I found a bag we didn't open. I was munching on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You have issues.
Yeah, you got problems.
It was pretty good.
Why don't
you
eat like the fruit that's downstairs? There's strawberries.
Because the fruit's not from the Philippines. It's, you know, if it's going to make the truck over here, somebody's got to eat it. You got to respect the chips.
Well, you got to eat the berries before they go rotten, right?
Yeah, dude. They go rotten here fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Is it
humidity,
the,
I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So does tortillas. They go like so quick.
Really? Is that what's happening to my tortillas? Like, there's not a lot left.
No, I'm eating those. Yeah. No, I mean, we've got the healthy tortillas and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's probably why.
You didn't hear it, but we got an ear beaten from our boy.
Okay, dude. So I have to stop you for a second. Stop.
Don't
stop.
Itty. I will.
So you went to the baseball game, but you didn't watch any baseball. But you also didn't eat anything, and you also didn't drink anything. So you went to the baseball game and you just...
Hold on. I said I didn't drink a lot. Oh. We weren't blackout drunk like we're usually.
Yeah,
get.
No, we had two beers.
Yeah, we had like two beers and we shared a pretzel.
The pretzel, which was a little doughy, which I was kind of suspect about.
It's raw.
And some peanuts, right?
Yeah, and then the peanuts, but I kept putting the peanut shells in my mouth because I like the salty taste, and you said that was gross. So
I ate the whole thing. You know?
Yeah, I was like, maybe that was it.
That's a little gross.
It's fiber for the booty. Well, you gotta hear the end of this.
Liquid fiber, apparently.
Yeah, okay, sure, man. I bet that's what you did. Oh, also, your Instagram would suggest that you guys went to a bar afterwards, but I guess you didn't really drink or do anything after. Oh, and you also made an entire pizza when you got home after the bars and the baseball game, but you didn't really eat anything. You kept it healthy, kept it moving. So, yeah, that all makes sense. I don't know why Denise would be sick. Yeah, what's going on? Don't get it. Weird.
What a...
Oh my gosh, yeah. Did you have the conversation about the message to your dad? The conversation that we were arguing about Sunday night?
No,
you didn't bring that up?
Arguing about that? No.
Okay, you bring up your phone, and what text message did you send to your dad late Sunday?
You text Papa? What did you text him?
Late.
Oh.
You text him drunk?
Late.
What?
Open up your phone.
No, I'm scared.
Well, dude, I'm scared. But
are you serious or are you messing with me?
No, I'm dead serious. I actually took a screenshot of the message you wrote to your dad so you would remember this.
Did you like unleash your
feelings?
What
did I say?
Open it up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, God. I really don't want to.
Can you just hurry up
because
my tummy
hurts? Awkward.
Yeah, I hope you poop yourself.
I love this. I wish I had popcorn right now.
Oh, happy Father's Day. That's not bad.
That's all you wrote?
Yeah.
Dope.
Happy Father's Day at 10:49 p.m.
He's hiding. He's hiding.
No, look. He's right here. How am I hiding?
Okay. Let me get my phone.
Oh.
What?
Detective Denise.
Oh, my God.
On the case.
I wish he would just tell me what I did. This is the worst. I feel like a little boy.
Oh, gosh. This is
awful is what it
this
is.
This
is awful.
It's exciting.
Can I burn any more bridges? You know, that press release that we sent out, we haven't talked about that?
Yeah? What? Oh.
That caused a little bit of a storm.
Shut up.
You know, that's it's really funny about the press. If you just put press release on anything, And people seem to take it a lot more serious than anything else that you put out.
Isn't that the second press release you done and it caused ruckus?
Well, I was like, the first press release, like the market president didn't talk to you for a long time.
And it had the most likes and most everything for that entire year on our Instagram. So far, this has the most likes, most everything. It's all you have to do is just put press release.
And I'm convinced that whatever you wrote really got people's attention, because there's a lot of comments, like 60 plus comments. And some of them were like, I miss you guys in Houston. Come back. And I was like, we live here now. Like,
We did get a bunch of new people, you know.
Or people that didn't realize that we were doing a podcast. So I went through every single comment and replied and then sent them a direct message like, hey, just FYI, this is what we're doing. You don't have to quit your job because we're not on radio in Atlanta anymore. You could still get us. That's what one comment said.
And I really don't care about who sees it or anything. I stand by it. If anything, I wish I would have. I just see where I should have put like a comma or something, you know.
Oh, yeah. Here.
But there is one person that I didn't share it on my personal account.
Uh-huh.
Because Mark, that we used to work with.
Yeah.
And he actually called me. I was like, oh, no. This is how I feel right now with my dad and this message. Like, when I saw, he was like, he texted me, oh, good Lord. And I saw that, I'm like, oh,
Mark texted
you
that?
Yeah. I was like,
Because he's kind of like, I wouldn't say he's a father figure, he has helped you a lot with your career.
Yeah, he's the person that, whether it's good or bad, and I don't know, but I owe a lot of everything. Now, I'm not just talking about just career-wise. I'm talking about how I think, how I act as a human, my business etiquette. If it wasn't for him, I don't know how I would have turned out. Because when I got into radio, I was like, you know, well, what the hell, 20, 19? Like, I followed his advice, moved around the country, you know, and took all that to heart. And because of that, I really do care what he thinks. I there's other people I'd never want to work with again.
You're
and
right.
You know,
yeah,
but I really don't care. It's just, I just care about this one person, and he did say, and when I saw that oh good Lord text, oh,
you guys hashed it out. Was he good?
No, he was real cool. He was basically, he was telling me, and I don't disagree with this, you know, and so many of you have said this as well. It's just, I don't know, he phrased it in a way that I think it sunk in a little more, which is all the energy that fuels you, you know, is because you're still thinking about certain people and you're giving them those times. And the older you get, the less energy you're going to have. Don't give them any time. Just put that into focus into what you're doing, because what you're doing is great.
Right.
You know, and the way that he phrased it, he did a way much better job. But it did sink into.
But essentially, you are the character like of your own story, and you can't dwell on the past and those other people because they don't care, but you care, and you got to continue moving
forward.
Yeah,
but I've always been
in that positive direction. Like, leave that. Like, you've had the time, you've had the negativity. Yeah, it's been fun, but let's move past. Like, what's going to be the next big thing? Like, the next greatest
thing. That's exactly what he was saying. Did you talk to him?
No.
You got together?
No.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me because I'm very much so into, I try to do right by the way that I am as a human being, whether it's a friend or a coworker or, you know, there's certain lines I won't cross. There's certain things, right or wrong, you know, that you have to follow. And it's like, when somebody really does you wrong with malintent, it's hard for me to ever forgive that.
Yeah.
And well, not to want to dance on that motherfucking grave.
Especially when
see, here I go again.
Yeah. Stop being angry, because they aren't. Here's the thing, PK. People aren't going to apologize. They might not think what they did is wrong, or might not think what they
100%,
did has affected you. And they don't care. They're not thinking. They're not like up at night, like worried about your thoughts or anything. Well, I'm just saying, like, so screw them and like, let's move on.
I swear you talked to Mark or something. Something happened here.
Now, do you want to see this message to your dad?
God, yes, I was trying to put it off.
I know. So it's really not that terrible.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so you had typed something out to him, and then I snapped a picture.
Oh,
and then clearly you edited it.
Denise is telling me that I need to text you to say Happy Father's Day. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Why'd you make me panic like that?
Because the whole argument Sunday was, PK's like, you don't call your dad on Father's Day. That's something that moms do and tell their kids to do. Like, me as a son, I don't call my dad to wish him a Happy Father's Day. I'm like, yes, you do. Like, that's of course, 100%.
Yeah.
So we were going back and forth. He's like, no, that's just what moms say to the father on Father's Day. I'm like, no, it's not. So like, I even got a card for his dad asking for his address to send for Father's Day. But I sent my grandpa card, my dad.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then we were arguing. I'm like, yeah, you do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Wait, what did Papa say?
Nothing.
left you on red?
Nothing. Did he even read it? Hold on. Let me see if he even...
Oh. Is it a check mark or...
But that's the relationship we have. He doesn't call me on birthday. Yeah, that's a relationship we have.
Have you... No, he didn't call you, but he writes, happy Thanksgiving, you guys. And then PK was like, oh, away from my phone. And then his dad writes, happy birthday, which is like 3 months later. And then again, like, happy Father's Day. By the way, his birthday's the end of July. So just keep that in mind. He usually comes around.
I wouldn't feel too bad. I didn't talk to my dad on Father's Day.
Why you not?
Didn't? No, because...
So maybe I'm right.
I mean, Ryan, would, like, if Bryson didn't say happy Father's Day or do anything for you, wouldn't you be kind of like,
Yeah, I'd be like, bro, what's up?
Yeah, I'm, like, it was a 50-50 deal. Yeah. Yo, mom daddy, gets it all, on. But not your dad? Yeah.
Did you hear this motherfucker? Had his son, 12 years old, pick out beers for him for Father's Day.
I didn't have them. He chose them when he went shopping with Jessica.
And I think Ilya...
So, wait, so Jessica allowed him to?
Yeah, they cracked a few open to make sure he had the right taste and stuff. No, I'm just kidding around.
That's a lie.
Ilya had your back. He was like, he probably just chose them out because of the color and the design.
Oh,
and stuff.
Sure.
It was. They were fun.
Yeah, bright.
But it's still kind of weird. You don't want to normalize. Or maybe you do. I don't know. What the hell do I know?
You were 12 having Ouzo?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Or like a small glass of wine or something?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh,
yeah
I was 12 too. I was drinking vodka with orange soda.
Holy
oh my
crap!
God, no, that's too much for 12.
And no wonder you got issues.
It was delicious. Fell in love.
Yeah, I bet.
Another story that popped up from last week we haven't talked about, but after Thursday's show, Carnivore at the Beach, and your wife, Jessica, she wrote to us saying that is Bryson, your 12-year-old son's absolute favorite story.
Oh yeah,
that's one of the most listened to shows.
Yeah,
next to so far this year, the highest show numbers we've ever had were on Dave the Treasure Hunter.
Yeah,
that show that we had.
Yeah,
that had the hugest numbers. But the second one is Carnivores on a Vegetarian Beach. It's a story where we had the officer that arrested you and the person that called the cops. Yeah. They called in and we were doing the Throwback Thursday. But your son, do you know this?
Yeah, he told me that.
What was your reaction when you're like, oh, you know the story of me being arrested while you were in your mom's belly?
Well, he wanted to hear it again. So he laughed.
In person?
Yeah. So I explained to him. But then I give the PSA warning.
Uh-huh.
Don't you ever do what I do. You know, I learned the hard way so you can live the easy way.
Dude, that needs to be on a shirt. I learned the hard way
so you can live the
easy way.
Yeah.
See, that's a good dad thing.
That is a good dad thing.
Yeah, it's a little fun yet life learning lesson at the same time.
Good.
Did you hear this? Called you fat yesterday?
I did not even.
I've actually lost 12 pounds.
When
I went to the doctor, she was like, congratulations. I'm like, what? You lost weight. She goes, we're down to your goal weight. So what's our next goal weight? And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we're keeping it going.
See? It's working out.
Yeah. But I don't know why you call me fat.
Put that in my mouth.
What the hell?
How did
why
I put
would it come
mouth?
Out?
I didn't put nothing in your mouth.
You had my fat that just blurred in?
No, not even.
Uh-huh.
All I was saying is like, I was thinking, oh, the positive side of being sick is you lose weight.
Yeah,
that's
that
all.
Is true.
Yeah, see, okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing how much poundage I'm going to drop before our trip next week. I got one more week.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
be like way sexy.
Excuse me?
I mean, you already are.
What the hell?
You already are.
You weren't
again,
then,
how many,
but now you are.
How
okay,
many times
PK?
Have I told both of you, first thought is always wrong.
I know, we're trying. We're working on that.
Yeah.
We had a listener that said, she phrased it so perfectly.
Something about prompt.
Yeah, she was
the
like...
second prompt is right or something.
Yeah, I forgot how she... I'm going to have to find it and, but she phrased it perfectly. Yeah, that's Denise's rule for both of us, which is never the first thought.
And then most likely, at least for PK, never the second thought either.
Yeah, down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
Down the road. Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah.
What?
That's good.
No, I was like, I'm a little sweaty. My stomach is like agitated, but I'm up.
Thank you, PK. I love my new headphones that you have on your head right now.
I thought you just got me new ear covers.
Brand new headphones.
Oh.
You don't take notice on anything that I do in here.
I'm just making sure I'm not going to vomit everywhere, but sure.
I gave you
headphones. Thank you.
You got a sound pad now? You can hit like a different...
Oh, cool.
Don't miss you.
Okay. You played yourself.
All right. You don't need to...
Instant. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a red light, meaning...
This is the on-air light?
I saw that.
You
oh,
like
good.
That?
I thought you were going to say it's period light, and I was going to slap the
Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah, that is good.
That is, yeah. You know, in the beginning of your sickness, I did think, I'm like, huh, I wonder if this is, because I think you have a super strong one coming, you know?
Oh.
It's like, we've talked about this before. It's like a forecast, like a... You know what you are? You're like Mother Earth, where, like, you heat up. Uh-huh. You know, and then you deliver a hurricane.
Oh.
So it's like, not every month is a hurricane, you know. There could just be little tropical, you know, just storms. There's a tropical storm.
I kind of find this offensive.
Every once in a while, there's a Category 5 just slaps you right across the face.
Okay,
you know?
Am I doing a Cat 5?
Well, this past weekend, And then you were sick. I'm like, oh, it's got to be it. But then I picked up on that it wasn't. So I apologize.
Oh, my God.
What?
This past weekend. Wow.
The whole weekend we're arguing.
Yes, we were.
And
yes.
I was wrong the entire time. And I'd just like to take this time and tell you how much I love you and appreciate you and that I was wrong.
Thank you.
What about the S word?
What?
Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
It starts with an S, it ends in a Y. There's two R's in the middle.
The S word?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. Yeah. I just apologize. What the hell do you guys want?
That wasn't the sorry, but yeah.
Wow.
Did you tell Dorian how I was the ultimate square bear before swear bear on Sunday night baseball game?
Oh, straight my God.
Edge? Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
She's a square bear.
I thought, well, I can't drink it right now either because all you guys are watching and that's illegal. Yeah.
We're at the Astros, yeah. Minute Maid Park. We're walking in, and we're late.
Okay.
Per all usual. Right?
So we're the only ones in the security line.
Oh, so easy.
In any security line.
Yeah.
So they're just huddled up. It's whatever.
Okay.
So
yeah,
they
probably were going to like close it down because like it's that late.
It was like the third inning or something.
Okay, not bad.
So I walk in through the metal detector, and then she's like, hey, you forgot something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I look into Ben. She had a fireball in her pocket that she had accidentally put in the bin. Now all the security people are looking, right?
They're like, ma'am, you can't bring that inside. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, well, I can't drink it right now either because all you guys are watching and that's illegal. I can't drink on property.
So she's saying this as she's lifting it out of the bin and
putting it in the trash can.
So I'm like, what the hell are you doing? So I walk through the security thing, grab it right before it gets in the trash can, open it up, and kill it.
Oh, you did. Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, all the security people are looking at me. And you know what they were doing?
What?
One lady held out her cup, as in for me, I could have just poured it in her cup. The other person, I believe, applauded. And one guy gave me a lecture for not having two, one for me, one for her.
Uh-huh.
She was going to throw it away.
Dude.
I was like, oh, there's no way. Like, I'm going to get like a ticket or something for drinking clearly in front of people, like on grounds of the baseball game. Like, that's illegal, I feel like.
It's a small shot of fireball. Big deal. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
It's like cinnamon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
They're probably jealous.
It was the ultimate because the one lady that had her cup lid open.
That's funny.
Like, you know, just pour it in here. And the other guy, I'm like, just shaking his head at me. Like, why don't you have two, man? I'm like, bro, I didn't even have it. She had it.
Dude, that's so cool of them.
Yeah.
To be that chill.
That's a great park.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I loved Truist as well.
Well, we'll be back at Truist in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to take you to a game for your birthday.
Oh, yes,
she already told me. She was like,
yeah.
You this up. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I bought a flight. We land at like 9:30 in Atlanta a.m. So we can like, you know, get situated and go to the game that night.
Are the Braves doing good?
Yeah, they are. They
they're hitting like your mom.
Wait, no.
You just co-signed them?
No.
I think you just did.
Wait,
he did.
Have you talked to your mom? Is she coming to our event?
Oh, yeah. July 1st? Call her.
Yeah, she said no.
No, she didn't.
No, you haven't even
called
her.
Well, she was like, I don't know. Is PK going to be there? I was like, yeah. And she's like, no, hell no. hell no.
She's already changing into her lingerie.
She doesn't wear lingerie.
She's naked, PK. Naked.
She wears long
PJs. Why would your mom wear lingerie?
I don't know, and I don't want to think about it.
You never, went through their drawers or, you know?
No.
Oh, so yesterday you were so sick, and you're up here, and then Dorian walked in. I didn't realize it until after we had recorded, but did you notice anything in the living room?
No, just that fan you haven't replaced.
Oh, yeah.
That is a huge fan, yeah.
You had taken your shorts off.
Oh, yeah.
And your panties, and they were just on the ground right in the open.
Oh.
I'm like, I wonder if Dorian, there's no way Dorian didn't see this.
I didn't see it.
It's like right in the middle of the floor.
No.
It was like such an awkward place to.
No, I made sure I took the laundry basket down. I cleaned up. Yeah. Not that there was a mess, but there's laundry that should have been folded.
Yeah.
It looked messy downstairs, so I cleaned it up.
You want to go lay back down?
Yeah. Do you guys have anything else for me? Or
I always got something for you, babe. No, I was just
saying. Okay, time to leave.
Well, we've got to talk about him dumpster diving. He got another painting from the dumpster.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tell him about the next door app and the fan that you got that you don't know how to fix.
Wow. I didn't say I didn't know how to fix that. I said I need a ladder.
That was quick.
What about everything else? The light, the headphones, nothing. Where's the ceiling fan? No appreciation. Yeah, she found a next door neighbor app, the ceiling fan. I told her I was going to get, so I broke a ceiling fan here in our studio, and it's really hot in this room. So I was going to get one, but I didn't realize ceiling fans are like $100-$120. I'm like, hell no. So I told her just kind of like hold off. One of them's bound to pop up on the next door neighbor app. And it's not like You know, if somebody tried to put one up and it didn't work, what are they going to do? Put it back in the box, take it back? Probably not. So we found one like clockwork over the weekend. It was $20.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
So I'm like, how difficult could it be to put up a ceiling fan? So I'm going to try to do it this weekend, I think.
You just got to YouTube it, right?
Yeah, I already YouTubed it. Yeah. It didn't seem hard.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, thanks for not helping.
No, that's all you.
Appreciate you.
It's all you.
But I got to do something in here because it is hot. Good Lord, it's hot.
It is a little stuffy.
In fact, don't read that until I point to you.
Okay.
It's hot in here. So hot in here. So hot in here.
And now a top sign that it's too damn hot.
People in Galveston and Lincoln City are actually filling up their bathtubs with water instead of crystal meth.
And now another top sign that it's too damn hot.
You know it's hot out here for a pimp.
Too hot to pimp.
My need deodorant.
Too hot to pimp.
That's hot. Too hot to pimp. You think it ever gets too hot to pimp?
Yeah.
You probably just have to do it early in the morning. You're doing it late at night anyway. It's not like you're in the middle of the day pimping. Are you pimping in the middle of the day? I don't know.
Especially what they wear. They always wear like a feather coat.
No, not always.
Yeah, but then some,
that's a stereotypical pimping.
Then they always wear suits too. I figure like a three-piece suit.
Yeah, if you're in Brooklyn.
It'll be hot.
I don't think everywhere.
That's what...
I don't think San Diego pimps are wearing a three-piece suit.
No.
I don't think so.
I think they're wearing some like maybe a cashmere sweater or something. You know, it's hot. They gotta look hot.
I don't know. I think up north, maybe, you're probably correct. Tell me about this dumpster painting that you found.
Yeah, I was taking out the trash, and then, well, first, what caught my eye is I saw pottery. I was like, oh, cool. Some of it was broken, and some of them weren't, but I picked up one that looked really cool, and so I took that. And then I was looking some more, and on the side of the dumpster, but not in the dumpster, but leaning against the dumpster, was this huge painting, but it was backwards, right? I just saw the back of it. So I pick it up and look at it. Actually, I put it back down, step back, you know, like an art gallery. And just kind of pondered.
You're an art aficionado?
Yeah. I just kind of pondered at it. It's like, is it speaking to me? Should I take this? Great condition. No stains or anything. No autograph. It's huge. 4 feet long.
Oh, wow.
Almost 3 feet.
Is it something somebody painted at, painting with a twist or something?
You know
what?
Or
is it like an actual art piece?
I'll show you. I took pictures of it. I'll show you.
And you brought this home. What'd your wife say?
Well, she doesn't like it. She wants to get rid of it.
Shocker.
She's like, the color doesn't match anything in this house. I was like, yeah, well, it's pretty. It's this.
Oh, God, I'm torn.
It's like a forest.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's something you see at a lobby of a dentist.
I could see that. I could see that.
I don't know.
I mean, worst case scenario, I'm going to put it on the Nextdoor app and just say, your best offer.
You know, I thought about doing that with the fan because the fan was $20, a brand new fan. I'm like, I should just turn it around and put it up on $40. But what if she shows up and punches me in the mouth? Although it's my fan now.
Yeah, and you made $20 profit.
Yeah.
Making money out there.
I don't know. I'm kind of debating, but it's also like we just learned so damn hot that I really need to put it up. So are you going to try to sell it?
Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah, because
you have more of a chance making money off of that than your stupid book thing, which I'm sure has gone nowhere.
Oh, not yet. I'm still collecting.
Uh-huh.
I'm still collecting.
Have you collected anything yet?
Nah. Uh-huh. Nah, not yet.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
he's a real go getter.
I'm gonna put this on the Nextdoor app, but I don't have a price. I tried the WhatsApp. You know, asked them.
Google reverse image shirts.
Oh,
we just talked about that.
I should do that. Yeah, because it's like a really huge painting, so I think it's worth maybe some money.
Hold the on. Hold on.
What?
Oh, I got zero matches. That's
oh
fine.
God, dude. Yeah. You're,
sorry,
I thought I hit the lotto.
I presented it that way. That's on me. My bad.
God, you make me feel like I won something, found something big and expensive. On Nextdoor neighbor app though, I'm just gonna say best offer.
Why don't you just say it's
what somebody fancy?
Yeah, just say,
Picasso?
You know, tell them it's a Van Gogh, you know, and just put that up there, and you just need one sucker, one sucker, that's all you need. You know, people do this, believe it or not. I'm half joking. Like, if you go on eBay, or sometimes I think even Amazon, you'll see something that you can buy for like $10-$15 for $1,000. Because all they need is one dummy to just be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pay $1,000 for this. Somebody that just couldn't be bothered with doing research, nothing. You know, what? Sometimes I'll get like really angry because I'm like, this is obviously not $1,000. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And then I have to pause myself and be like, well, they just need one sucker.
That's true. And there's a lot of suckers out there.
There's a lot of them. So, yeah, you just, you know, put it right on the Next Door Neighbor app. Huh. Put Leonardo da Vinci. See if you see if anybody even says anything.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Da Vinci. Yeah, just put Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Yeah.
If you say anything, it's just, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be Leonardo Da Vinci.
Yeah, it's an upcoming artist.
Yeah,
Da Vinci.
Right. His grandson. Great grandson. Great, great, great. I don't know. I can't. I'm not good with math.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Final thought. Do we have a final thought?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? It's the hat. This is pretty good.
Yeah, so it's called.
We're all waiting.
It's called, well, the domain name is called vocalremover.org.
Jeez Louise. Listen, it's a website. You can put in any song and it takes out the lyrics.
Yeah.
Some songs have instrumental versions. A lot of them don't. I actually have used this website in the past to when I'm doing some of my parodies and stuff and I need to remove vocals.
Yeah.
Because you can put it in there and it does a pretty good job.
I have a song teed up. Is it teed up? I have a song teed up.
Yeah, I think you actually got that right.
So this is, of course, Kendrick Lamar, N95 song.
Of course.
And so it split the audio and the instrument. Here's the instrument.
Do you have the original song?
I can play the original song on.
Play the original song, and then we can demonstrate what this website does, because it is very, very cool how they've been able to do this.
Take off from fairy tale dreams and the microwave memes. It's a real world outside. Take off your idols. Take off the runway. Take off the Cairo. Take off the Sandro. Pay 5 days stay. Take off for the meal.
All right, so that's the actual song.
I'm gonna take away the vocals.
Take off the vocals.
Take off the fake deep. Take off the fake.
Can kind of hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, what it is different things in songs are in different frequencies.
Oh.
So like when you're doing a song, you don't want a lot of stuff where the bass is, because then it's going to clutter the bass and it's going to make it sound all kind of mushy.
Oh.
So you want to only have certain frequencies there and some in the, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
So typically lyrics are in this one range that if you strip, you get this. Can you do just the lyrics?
Yeah. Switch it.
Watch it for love. This ain't monogamy, y'all getting fucked. You never know what the hell is that. I gotta relax when I feel. All my descendants, they come in my sleep and say I am too real. I'm done with the sensitive, taking it personal, done with the black and the white, the wrong and the right. You hoping for change and miracles. I know the
You see how it sounds a little off?
Yeah.
It's because the dynamic range isn't there, because some of the lyrics are where the music is.
What? That's cool.
Who you think they talk about us? Who you think they carry up us?
Yeah. What's a website?
Vocalremover.org.
There it is. With that, we got to wrap things up. Thank you so much for hanging with us. The boy special.
Hell
although,
yeah.
Although it was kind of infiltrated by, you know.
Oh, dude, we forgot to put up a sign. No girls allowed.
Yeah, just lock the door or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell?
That's true.
I'm so sick. But I need to come in.
Oh, yeah. And come in and she burned you and
she
dissed
did.
You. And
got me worried about my dad.
And then, yeah. And then after she like got done with you, she's like, all right, I'm sick again.
I'm sick. Oh, headache.
Goodbye.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We know what you're up to.
Damn right we know what you're up to in there. Oh, is that her?
Oh, God. Is that
Oh, no.
Dude?
We got to wrap up the show.
Did she threaten you?
Via text. Tomorrow is, God, I've lost the days. What is tomorrow? Wednesday?
Ooh.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, I beat you on video.
So, yeah, you
on
did.
On video.
Well, I beat you the previous day, not on video, but.
Throwback Thursdays back to my, I can't believe it's already Thursday.
You know what? It's kind of like I won the first day, you won the second day. Now this Thursday is going
to
be.
I don't think the way that we're going, nobody's going to get to four victories in a row.
Yeah.
You know, like that we've gotten close to three.
Three.
And then back to, you know, back and forth to.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. But listen, thank you so much for hanging with us. If you are in the Oregon area, West Coast, come out July 1st. We're going to be Hubbard Inn is the spot. Looks like a pretty cool spot. It's we're going to be out there. I think it's 7-11. 7-2-11 is the times. Could be wrong. So wait till tomorrow. Denise will have all that. Or I think it's online on our Facebook page. And then, of course, don't forget, if you're in Atlanta, we'll be out there September 2nd at Vinyl. Derine's shirt. You got, I don't know how many days in this month. I'm guessing 31.
Sporadical.
Let's double check that. I don't want to sound like a fool.
No, you don't.
Well, how many days are in this month?
I don't know.
Well, don't look at your phone.
Oh, my heart says 30.
It is 30.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. My heart's right.
God. So anyway, July 1st, the Sporadical shirt is gone. I mean, out of here. So if you want to pick it up, you can. Also, whoever picks it up, everybody's going to go in a drawing for a golden ticket, which is going to be the signed cards that a listener gave us.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some other stuff as well that we've been kind of thinking about. And anyway, thank you so much for supporting us. For if you're out there sticking, your love slaps are absolutely appreciated. And obviously, the subscriptions go such a long way to help us, you know, do this. So appreciate every single one of you. And again, we're back tomorrow for a Thursday. Hopefully Denise will be feeling better. She needs to feel better because no Throwback Thursday tomorrow if she's not here.
Oh, that's true.
We can't give ourselves the questions.
You're right.
Just be back and forth. Yeah. A never-ending round until she gets better. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, bye.
Bye.
And the podcast replays on No Matter My Metro. Take them on the go.
Everybody have a good good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.